Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Hotel Doolan has been leading the way in green hospitality, not just in Clare, but nationally in recent years. In September 2019, the business achieved certification confirming it as Ireland's first carbon neutral hotel. Staff and management at Hotel Doolan are committed to reducing water, energy and waste, as well as purchasing locally. 70% of food produce for the hotel's Gloss restaurant is sourced within a 50-kilometre radius of Doolan. Even with so much accomplished already, Hotel Doolan still has big plans for the future. Paul Coote is Marketing and Sustainability Manager at Hotel Doolan.
It all started, I suppose, back in 2012 when the first green teams were put together, I suppose, by Donal and Raquel in the hotel. And Raquel, I suppose, got us started off with Green Hospitality and got us up to a Platinum Award with them. Áine Martin then took over for Raquel and got us then to our carbon neutral status with Green Hospitality. So since I've started, I've always been a part of a green team in the hotel, you know, just always implementing little changes. And it's only now that we've kind of been able to implement the big changes, you know, so it's nice to be able to come along that journey, you know, with everybody. And of course, it was Raquel Nouveau that got us started here on our green journey. Going back to the very start, it was all about small changes because we didn't have the capital to make the big changes. So little things like hippo bags in cisterns, getting sensor lights in hallways, monitoring our water flows in bathrooms and showers and putting in aerators. Just all little implementations over years that just make big impacts, you know.
Of course, being recognised for your work is nice, and you've had a few awards as well. What about the customer? The customers come to hotels that have that green tag, that green reputation.
Definitely. We often see it that our guests find out when they're on the grounds about all these little things that we've done. And then we do have the customer that comes to the hotel because they've heard about our green credentials. And a big part of that is our wedding couples. Our wedding couples sometimes come to the hotel, especially because they've heard about all the little things that we've done over the years, you know, and the awards and all these things. They all just make us stand out from the crowd, you know.
A lot of little things, of course, they go and make up to be big things. What's going on at the moment in particular? I know you had two awards earlier this year. What in particular would be your focus at the moment here?
So this year we've implemented these solar array panels that we've looking at here. So the panels that we're looking at is generating currently 25% of our year's energy. Like our plans over the next, I don't know, I'd probably be in a 10-year plan, but we'd like to be energy self-sufficient at some stage, you know. We've a lot more roofs to put solar panels on, and we're looking at other ways to generate energy as well.
But every inch of roof space I can see here is covered in solar panels.
Exactly.
And you have to put more up.
On more, because we have, on the other side of this, we have a whole garden, so we've a bit more space. And there's the land arrays as well that can go in too. We're hoping that the technology picks up as well, that we can find other ways to make that happen, you know.
Other projects you're working on, Paul, in relation to your waste, for example?
Yeah, so we want to be, I suppose, proactive. So we're always looking ahead at what we can do next. And one of the big things we want to do is we're looking at our waste, and we want to try and cut our waste down so we can be a zero waste hotel. And the big thing there is getting a biodigester or something along those lines that we can just not be, I suppose, exporting our waste, like having the guys come and picking up our bins. If we can take a lot of that back, it'll go a long way in becoming a zero waste hotel.
Have you found as well, and I know you mentioned at the start that you mightn't have had the capital to do the bigger projects, mm-hmm. but the money you're saving on one project, is that financing another project?
Well, with the solar arrays, we're just kind of balancing out the increases in energy prices at the moment. There has been a big cut because we've put these in May, so we have seen it in our bills, the effect that they're having. But obviously there has been huge increases in energy over the last 2 years, so we're kind of balancing out. But we do see the savings with everything, you know. Once you're saving on water, once you're saving on energy, once you're saving on waste, you do see it's cost effective, you know, so these things do fund our next projects. Yes.
And you believe it's important that you undertake projects like this for the future, not just for the environment, but it's also money saving for the business?
I guess how we like to look at it is we've the three P's. So we have people, planet, profit. And in that order, we believe that we're safeguarding our futures, you know, for our staff, for the people that work here, for our customers. And of course, one thing we're very proud of is getting our certification as a carbon neutral hotel in 2019. The three main things are the biogas, so the LPG biogas that we get from Calar. So we only use biogas in the hotel. We only purchase green energy from Electric Ireland, and 25% of that we generate ourselves with our solar panels. And then with our weddings, we actually plant 10 trees for every wedding that we hold in the hotel. So we started this in 2017. So since 2017, we've planted over 5,000 trees with hometree.ie. Again, we've been up there planting them with them, and it's kind of a yearly thing we do in January, you know, it's kind of the time that we get to plant all these trees. Yeah, we get the shovels out.
That was Paul Coote, Marketing and Sustainability Manager at Hotel Doolan. We'll be back next week with another episode of Art to Protect.